Well, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has criticized Israeli settlement expansions in the occupied Palestinian territories.
We believe that settlement activity is illegal under international law. We believe it is an obstacle to the two-state solution. And so we obviously are in disagreement with what was said. I do not make any comments about the timing of it.
Guterres' remarks come after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu once again defied international calls to stop settlement activities across the Palestinian territories. Netanyahu said, quote, there will be no uprooting of settlements. The comments by the Israeli Prime Minister have angered Palestinians, with Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah calling on the global community to bring Israel into line with international law.
The international community, international organizations, including the United Nations and the United States of America, have to work quickly, seriously, and efficiently to implement international legitimacy. Israel should not be a state above law. Law should be enforced on it. We notice that all the laws made by the United Nations and the United Nations Security Council are enforced everywhere in the world except for here in Palestine.
The Palestinian Authority says Israel's settlement activity is a hurdle to the so-called two-state solution. In 2016, the United Nations Security Council approved a resolution demanding Israel stop settlement construction. Tel Aviv has defied calls to end the activity. Crossing over to Birmingham, joined by Vice Chairman of Palestine Solidarity, Kamel Hawash. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, what do you make of this latest criticism now by the UN Secretary General? Is it going to make a difference this time around in the expansion of settlements by Tel Aviv?
No, I mean, it is time that criticism stopped and action came into the fore. Israel has defied the so-called international community since it occupied the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza back in 1967. It has built settlements everywhere. And the recent declaration by Netanyahu made yesterday that they will not basically vacate any settlements, that they will continue to build because it is all Israel, is very interesting. And in my view, a real turning point in what is called the so-called two-state solution. He is not talking simply about what are called the settlement blocks that are just across the green line into occupied Palestine. He's talking about all settlements. And if Israel continues to build across the whole of Palestine from the river to the sea, then there will be no Palestinian state. And the international community should really be concerned by that, because it means that the Palestinians have no hope and the next generation will grow up once again resisting this occupation until it ends.
Which it seems will probably be likely, because we haven't seen a whole lot of action coming from the international community. Aren't you hopeful at least that we see these various, though, citizen groups throughout the world trying to put more pressure on Israel? Of course, many calling Israel an apartheid state. Do you think that something can be initiated and could be effective, like it was against South Africa, that can actually, the more and more people getting involved and thus then putting pressures on respective governments to put pressure on Tel Aviv?
Well, it's interesting you raised the issue of apartheid. Back in, I believe it was April this year, ESQA, which is one of the agencies of the United Nations, commissioned a report which was conducted by two eminent academics, including Professor Richard Falk, who used to be the human rights rapporteur on the occupied territories, which concluded that Israel exercises apartheid across the whole of the Palestinian people, both within, if you like, the West Bank, Gaza, East Jerusalem, in the 1948 areas, and indeed in the diaspora. And it was the same Mr. Guterres, the Secretary General, who pulled that report and decided that it wouldn't be published as a UN document. And in fact, the head of ESQA Dr. Rima Khalaf resigned as a result of that. So the credentials so far of the General Secretary are not very helpful. He is biased towards Israel. There was very little mention of the occupation and that that occupation must end. And it's all about being really careful not to upset Israel. And in fact, to move the discussion away from the real issue, which is the occupation and the plight of the Palestinians, to UNIFIL in Lebanon and its role in protecting Israel. So it does that, then leave matters to the, if you like, the civilian population across the world to put pressure on Israel through what's called the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which is similar to the movement that pushed and helped in ending apartheid in South Africa.
Okay. I would love to talk to you more. We're out of time right now. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Kamel Hawash, Vice Chairman, Palestine Solidarity, out of Birmingham.